go.com/visa signature.
Time now for the Monday morning business news analysis by Brian Ford, certified financial planner. He joins us from RBC Wealth Management each Monday for his analysis. Good morning, Brian.
Welcome to May, Wayne.
Yep. Well, we certainly want to talk about the reaction of the world financial markets to the news of bin Laden's death. But first, let's talk about April. Surprisingly, a good month.
Yeah, how about that? I'll throw a little literary allusion at you, Wayne. T.S. Eliot, the famous poet, said in his poem, The Wasteland, April is the cruelest month for stocks, but certainly not this year. Major U.S. indices were up around 3-4% just for the month of April, and are up between 8.5-10% this year already, depending who you're looking at. We're at the highest levels we've been since 2008, which, of course, is causing great dissension among analysts, as some feel that we're going to be flattening out, maybe even going down. But you're right, the big news today continues to reverberate around the world about the death of Osama bin Laden. 10 years of searching clearly have paid off. Stock markets rising, certainly here in the U.S., and really, what we're watching here is that the corporate earnings results for April have been much better than we thought. Despite news that the first quarter gross domestic product for the U.S. was much lower than expected, over 75% of companies have exceeded their analysts' expectations. The reasons include low labor costs, a weak U.S. dollar, global growth in general, and overall gains in productivity. Last week, Caterpillar, Dow, PepsiCo, ExxonMobil, and Aetna were examples of blue-chip companies that came through in really strong shape.
Mm-hmm. And apparently the reaction of the stock markets around the world early this morning is due to the news about bin Laden.
Certainly is contributing mildly, that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Warren Buffett had, I believe, his annual meeting and made some news with that. What's your take?
Well, yeah, Warren Buffett always makes news these days, but you're right, he had his annual meeting in Omaha, Nebraska this past weekend. I've been told it's a little bit of a mix of a corporate meeting, a sales convention, and a spiritual retreat. Others have called it a financial Woodstock with about 40,000 people attending. But Buffett spent some time fielding questions about the recent dismissal of his heir apparent, David Sokol, for some questionable trades in the company that Berkshire just bought recently. But really, people were there to hear the Oracle of Omaha talk about what he sees going forward. And here are some selections of what Warren Buffett said. First, Buffett is not buying gold because he thinks there are plenty of other investments that are more liquid, more usable in terms of spending income, and offer better value. He also thinks the U.S. dollar will go down like many other paper currencies, but he does not have a short position on the U.S. dollar. Buffett said that Berkshire is definitely looking to buy other companies and use their still quite large billions of dollars of cash. But he said he will not do any deals that take on debt or use stock to buy the company. He is clearly a cash man, and that's what he likes to do. Buffett agrees that Congress should raise the federal debt ceiling. That's a big thing now because that deadline is coming up on May the 16th. They think they should raise the debt ceiling to deal with current trends, but he also remains very concerned about the inflationary effect of the current Federal Reserve policies. And Buffett, in filings, has disclosed his biggest holdings continue to be Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, Johnson & Johnson, ConocoPhillips, Walmart, Procter & Gamble, and Wells Fargo. So Buffett had his annual retreat this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a little over 2 minutes to go now. Ben Bernanke made news by holding a news conference. Didn't make much news in the conference, but just the fact of having one and indicating he's going to make a practice of that made news.
That's very, very savvy of you, Wayne. You're right. There wasn't much news to announce. The news was the news. And you're right. Speaking of the Fed, Ben Bernanke gave his first news conference of sorts last week. It was very rare to see a Federal Reserve chairman doing something like that. His Federal Reserve Open Markets Committee had just completed a meeting during which they had announced they would keep short-term interest rates near zero again and will remain there, quote, for an extended period. That's what they've been saying for some time now. They also confirmed suspicions that they would allow their latest fiscal policy stimulus called QE2 they will allow to expire in June. The unanswered question, Wayne, is will there be a QE3 or more fiscal stimulus? The Fed has claimed victory on this policy since when they announced it. The stock market has risen over 30% since last August when they started this plan. However, some analysts are much more critical of the Fed's actions because they see it as just another example of the Fed using loose fiscal policy to create a bubble that's going to burst. First, it was technology in 2000, then real estate in 2005. Now, is it going to be U.S. Treasury bonds here in 2011? Another analyst was harsher in his assessment, saying that the average U.S. worker is really being hurt by the Fed because bank deposits pay zero, home values continue to fall, wage growth is really stagnant, and prices for food and fuel are rising rapidly. In fact, some people refer to Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan, his predecessor, as helicopter, which means they drop money from helicopters everywhere they can.
Well, time's just about gone for today, Brian. We'll be looking forward to the May jobs report coming out Friday. And
Big one on Friday, expecting about 190,000 jobs or so, so we'll see what we get.
Okay, we'll talk about that next Monday. Thanks to Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. It's 8:40.